do you think you're up against in them facing?
They're a good hitting team, obviously, because the last two times we've played them, they've showed up. They have one of the best hitters in the country, Bryce Brentz. We're going to have to shut him down. And then the rest of the lineup, I mean, their whole lineup's pretty good. A lot of base hits, they have a couple power guys. So, I mean, they're not a bad team.
What is it about Brentz that sets him apart, you think?
He has power to all fields. He just doesn't get out. We can't get him out. He can hit a breaking ball. He can hit off speed. He can hit fastballs. And you can't really blow by him or anything like that. So it sets him apart.
Have you faced him in summer leagues or high schools at all ever?
I've never even heard of him until this year.
Is that right?
Yeah. I guess some of the guys said they played with him in high school, and said they didn't see that kind of power in high school or anything like that. They saw him as a pitcher. But, this is the first year I've heard of him.
What was the mood today when you guys saw a selection show? Were you confident that you guys were in? Was there nervous?
I was fairly confident. Besides, it wasn't definite, but I felt like we played well enough to get in this year. We showed up at the tournament. You know, we get to the championship game. We beat LSU the first game, and, you know, it wasn't a bad game, the final game. So we was fairly confident, and then this morning, Coach told us if we weren't in it, we weren't going to watch. So as soon as we showed up, he didn't say anything to us, so we didn't hear
anything. Is there anything added to it, playing Middle Tennessee? I mean, you're obviously, it's the tournament, but just that you're facing them.
Right, yeah, we're 1-1 against them this year. So, I mean, kind of a tiebreaker right now. And plus, they're a good team. You know, we're always trying to tell everybody that we're the best team in the state, you know, between Tennessee, Lipscomb, Belmont, all that, you know, so it's going to be a good contest.
Mike, have you faced Middle before?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think if I came in relief or anything, like my freshman year. I don't think I have at all.
Does it help going to a park that you've seen and kind of know what it looks like?
I mean, they come into play because the turf is different from all the other parks. And we play there, so we kind of know what that's about. It has true hops. I mean, kind of a bigger field, so it's not like a South Carolina field or anything like that. So, I mean, we're used to it. We'll play well.
Now, Mike, the fact that you all have played there, that you have played Louisville, that you played in Middle already this year, that kind of puts you in a different spot than maybe a typical three seed would. I mean, you got to feel pretty good about the situation.
Yeah, we feel good. They're still, all of them are good teams, but we have played Louisville. We played MTSU. We haven't played Indiana or anything like that, but having played two of the three teams, then, you know, it puts us in pretty good shape. We know what their lineup's about. We know what their pitching's a little bit about. You know, they're closing, their middle relief and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we feel fairly confident, but we're still going to show up.
And not only have you played them, but obviously you beat them.
Right. We beat Louisville, we beat MTSU, but, you know, they're both close games, and MTSU beat us. So, but, you know, like I said, we know what the lineup's about. We know what their middle relief is. We've faced pitching like everybody. It's the end of the year, so we face about everything you can throw at us right now.
All right, people that were over in the Middle today when they announced, when they found out they were in, they went crazy, as obvious. But then when they found out they were playing Vanderbilt, they really went nuts. Can you put yourself in their shoes, thinking, hey, now we got a chance to play on the big stage with the big boys?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's excited about it. And plus, it's, like I said, it's MTSU, Vanderbilt. It's the in-state thing, you know, rival. Every year they come to our ballpark and they show up. You know, they're a good team. It's always close games. Or, you know, we've won, lost. It's always good games. They've always show up, like I said. But, you know, we're in the same tournament. We're in the big tournament, so the big show. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is there more confidence that comes with it with your guys' performance in the SEC tournament to just rolling into the tournament?
We're feeling good right now with the tournament. We're playing good teams and beating them. When, you know, we got swept by South Carolina and we beat them in a close game. LSU being number two in the nation, we beating them. And then, you know, having a close game, 6-2 is a pretty close game, you know, in college with aluminum bats and everything. So, you know, feeling pretty good right now. We're going to ride that wave in there. But we're still going to practice hard this week and, you know, get ready for it.
Your performance in that SEC tournament was on a big stage. You seemed to enjoy, you know, getting out there with everything on the line.
Right. And it goes with the fan, you know, the atmosphere. Us having hardly any fans there compared to LSU or South Carolina, any of the teams we played. You know, all week we had a battle with that, which to us is a you know, it's fun out there because it's more of a competition. You know, we have to compete against the atmosphere and the team. So, we're kind of used to that, and that's just what we play for. We're always the underdog this year.
Mike, taking the opponents out of it, a number three seed, what was y'all's reaction to that?
I mean, we're just happy to get in right now because once you're in, I mean, it's just like Fresno State. You know, once you're in, everybody's playing for the same thing. It doesn't matter what seed you are.